Good evening.
Good afternoon, Emma.
My name is Sam Alega. I'm a procedural advisor at the NHA. The purpose of the meeting, or the main purpose of the meeting, is to ask the chairman's conference. I am delegated by the 6th and 10th of November for the first meeting of the conference. And I've looked at the quorum. The quorum is present. There are 6 members present. So we can proceed. The procedure for the election will be as follows. I will call for a nomination and for that nomination to be seconded. And for record purposes, I'll ask members to please introduce themselves so that we can record the proposed nomination and the seconded. If there's only one nomination, voting will not take place and the nominated member if there is more than one nomination, the names of the nominee will be put to a vote by show of hands. At the end of the vote, the nominee with the majority vote will be declared the chairperson. That's the procedure, members. Okay. But let me first ask if there are any apologies for not being here. They have indicated the agenda of the meeting, the election of the chairman. And then the fifth item will just to inform members of matters before this committee. And then closure. Are there any objections to the draft agenda?
No.
Members, the nomination process now begins. Are there any nominations?
Thank you very much. My name is Michal Stock. I hereby nominate the name of Honorable Philemon Mokulani for the position of chairperson. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Grace Seke. I'm seconding the nomination of Honorable Stephen Moni Mabulani to be the chairperson of the committee. Thank you.
Mr. Mabulani, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do accept the nomination.
Okay. Mr. Mabulani has been nominated and seconded. Thank you. Are there any further nominations? Duly nominated. Say, can you please come and take your seat? I'll be sharing this with you.
Always the 10th time when you want to end.
You want to check if they're coming or they don't come.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members, and thanks for your confidence. I was expecting to get another nomination there, but it looks like members do not want to contest this one.
Not this one.
It's a hot seat, so I understand. Okay, so we thank you very much, honorable members. And as I said, thanks for expressing your confidence in me. This is quite a contested committee, unlike the other portfolio committees of the National Assembly. This one is going to help reinforce the rules of the House, the conduct of the members, in terms of the Powers and Privileges Act, and therefore as a result, it's not going to be a nice ride, because we'll also be dealing with members, we'll be dealing with our colleagues. So it's almost like a thankless job to be given, but nevertheless, we are given this responsibility, and therefore we have to do our utmost to live up to our expectation, because the people who have elected us out there expect us to observe a certain decorum as members of parliament. And therefore, if we veer off, the expectation is that this committee will then have to look into your conduct. I hope that we are not going to have to inquire into the conduct of some of the members of this committee. But thank you very much, honorable members. I think we should move to the next item. Item number 5. So the self-tune will help us on this one.
Thank you, sir. Members, there are two matters that have been referred to this committee. One took place at the mini plenum during the budget vote 9 on public enterprise. It involved the disruption of Minister Kodan. That matter has been referred to this committee. The second matter is the incident that took place during SONA on the 13th of October this year. It's also before this committee. We have prepared a package of documents that will assist members in looking at this matter. We have also included a video footage of the incident that took place at IF 249 last year. We are in the process of securing USBs for the incident that took place. We couldn't fit them in these DVDs because it's much bigger. So we needed to get USBs. So members will get them in due course. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
All right, thank you very much. So it looks like there are two incidences that have been referred to this committee. But before we then, I should have asked that we do a quick round of introduction so that we know who's who here. My name is Fidema Bulani. I'm a member of the African National Congress. And I'm also serving in the Portfolio Committee of Higher Education, Science and Technology. I'm the chairperson of that Portfolio Committee. I know I'm returning for the second time. I was in the 5th Parliament, I'm still here. So, yeah. I'm not saying you have to be detailed, I'm just a brief... maybe let's go this way.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Dikan Stock. I'm happy the Chair has clarified that it must not be detailed. Otherwise, I was going to make a presentation that is my first time. No, thanks, Chair. I represent the ANC, and then I also serve in the committee, Portfolio Committee of Social Development. Thanks.
Thank you, Chairperson, and honorable members and our officials. My name is Wilkinelo Joyce Madeleke, and I've been asked to represent ANC in this committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good afternoon, honorable members and the supporters. My name is Craig Keke. I'm representing the African National Congress in this committee, and I'm serving in the committee on human settlement, water and sanitation, and health. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, thank you very much. Hanif Hussein, proudly blue out the DA. Good luck to you as the chair and the hot seat. And I'm also sitting on the Portfolio Committee of Culture. Thank you.
Oh, you're no longer in home.
No, thank God.
Okay. You're in health. Copter.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Annalie Lopez, also a member of the Democratic Alliance. I serve on the Constitutional Review Committee, the Ethics Committee, and this is my second term in the Powers and Privileges.
Okay. Thank you very much. What are next? Okay, maybe let's take a round from the officials. And then let's start with you.
Afternoon. My name is Nazim Ismail. I'm the Secretary, National Assembly Table.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Namsha Manjin. I'm a Professor of the National Assembly, but I'm Secretary of the Committee. For the second
term. For the second
term. Well, as I said before, I'm the candidate. I'm a professor advisor.
Chairperson, I'm Frank Jenkins. I'm a legal advisor to Paul. So I'm assisting this committee with legal questions.
Okay. Any further introductions?
Chair, I'm also at the table.
You're also just at the table there. Just sitting there, you know, at the table. Mr. Matango. We find that side. No need to introduce.
So we're also Anton, any table chamber assistant, assisting the people who are plenary.
Okay, thank you.
Washika Matthews,
also assisting
the HP report.
Okay.
Okay, Mucha Muchema, I'm from PMG, but I'm a law student at UCT.
Thank you.
And I'm Oli Sitoti from the NA table, working as a procedural.
Okay. Thank you very much. We do have some strong representation from the NA table. I'm sure we will be greatly assisted by your presence, your court lawyers, for everybody in the house. So the matters that we'll be dealing with, I suppose, are going to be quite technical, and they will require some legal input as we move along. Because, you know, when you deal with the rights of people, there's always legal technicalities involved. So I suppose has the presence of quite a number of officials from NA table, from the legal department. Honourable member, your hand was up.
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. I would just like to know, just for clarity, we have our board here, and perhaps someone from the table or Advocate Jenkins can assist us. I see the 2004 bill has been included. Now, I know we passed the amendment to pass the privileges bill sometime last year in the 5th Parliament. I'm not quite sure where it is in the process, whether it has in fact already been promulgated, because that makes a major difference for our deliberations here.
Okay, anybody to assist?
Chairperson, thank you for that, ma'am. As far as I know, it has been promulgated. I'll double check, I'll make sure, but as far as I know, it has come into effect. There's no budgetary things we have to wait for or new regulation. That's in effect.
Okay. So we'll make sure that by the next meeting we have got an answer about whether it has been promulgated, where is it, has been assented and promulgated and so forth. Welcome, Honourable Peters. Okay. We have already elected the chair, as you can see. And we're just, there's a package there in front of you. So I think what will happen, Honourable Members, we are then supposed to go through the packages. And then I will then sit down with the team that has been assigned to the committee, and then we'll prepare a program for the committee for the remaining term, and then bring it here, we'll look at it, we then adopt the program, and then we can get rolling. So I suppose that we have to do that as quick as possible. Because some of the matters have been outstanding for some time, and you know they say justice delayed is justice denied. The more we keep matters in front of us, without disposing of them. I'm sure that the House will also criticize us to say, but we have referred these matters. Where are you in finalizing those matters? It's quite difficult matters. There are two matters. Both of them involve honorable members from the Economic Freedom Fighters. So we will have to go through all of them, get advice as to how we must process them. So I think that's some of one of the things that I will have to do with the staff members to get a step-by-step process, because I've never served in the committee. I don't know how it works. Get step-by-step, come here, and then take the members through. Maybe what we should do, we must just arrange a session of about an hour or 1.5 hours, so that somebody from legal or the table take members through that this is the expectation as members of the powers and privileges. These are the relevant documentation, these are the relevant of course, the base act is the Powers and Privileges Act, and then the rules of the House and so forth. I'm sure Mr. Jenkins will can prepare something around that together with yourself. Just an orientation sort of document that we can be taken through. So we'll have to do that as soon as possible. We might request that we should meet. I know Monday is constituency days. So basically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, some of us were with us in our committees, but we might ask that we must be excused so that we can finish this. I don't know the volume of the work that is before us. But I'm sure when we meet again, we will then have an idea as to what is, how mammoth is the task that is before us. Oh, I thought you were raising your hand. I thought you wanted to help. Okay, members, if it is fine with you, then I will adjourn. And maybe spend the next 5 minutes with the staff members so that we can then sequence our things and then and somewhere meet now. Thank you very much for coming, honorable members. Please go through the bundle of documents for bedtime reading so that when we come we are ready.